Ezekiel chapter 40. In the 25th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, on the 10th of the month, in the 14th year after that the city was smitten, on that same day the hand of Jehovah was upon me, and he brought me thither. In the visions of God brought he me into the land of Israel, and set me upon a very high mountain, and upon it was as the building of a city, on the south. And he brought me thither, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of brass, with a flax cord in his hand, and a measuring reed, and he stood in the gate. And the man said unto me, Son of man, behold with thine eyes, and hear with thine ears, and set thy heart upon all that I shall show thee. For in order that it might be shown unto thee art thou brought hither. Declare to the house of Israel all that thou seest. And behold, there was a wall on the outside of the house round about, and in the man's hand a measuring reed of 6 cubits, each of 1 cubit and a handbreadth. And he measured the breadth of the building 1 reed, and the height 1 reed. And he came to the gate which looked toward the east, and went up its steps, and he measured the threshold of the gate 1 reed broad, and the other threshold 1 reed broad. And each chamber was 1 reed long and 1 reed broad, and between the chambers were 5 cubits, and the threshold of the gate beside the porch of the gate within was 1 reed. And he measured the porch of the gate within 1 reed, and he measured the porch of the gate 8 cubits, and the posts thereof 2 cubits, and the porch of the gate was inward. And the chambers of the gate which was toward the east were 3 on this side and 3 on that side. They 3 were of 1 measure, and the posts on this side and on that side had 1 measure. And he measured the breadth of the entry of the gate 10 cubits, and the length of the gate 13 cubits. And there was a border before the chambers of 1 cubit, and a border of 1 cubit on the other side. And the chambers were 6 cubits on this side, and 6 cubits on that side. And he measured the gate from the roof of 1 chamber to the roof of the other, a breadth of 25 cubits, entry opposite entry. And he made posts 60 cubits, and by the post was the court of the gate round about. And from the front of the gate of the entrance unto the front of the porch of the inner gate were 50 cubits. And there were closed windows to the chambers, and to their posts within the gate round about, and likewise to the projections, and the windows round about were inward, and upon each post were palm trees. And he brought me into the outer court, and behold, there were cells, and a pavement made for the court round about. 30 cells were upon the pavement, and the pavement was by the side of the gates, answering to the length of the gates, namely the lower pavement. And he measured the breadth from the front of the lower gate unto the front of the inner court outside, 100 cubits eastward and northward. And the gate of the outer court, that looked toward the north, he measured its length and its breadth. And its chambers were 3 on this side and 3 on that side, and its posts and its projections were according to the measure of the first gate. Its length was 50 cubits, and breadth 25 cubits. And its windows and its projections and its palm trees were according to the measure of the gate that looked toward the east. And they went up to it by 7 steps, and the projections thereof were before them. And the gate of the inner court was opposite to the gate toward the north and toward the east, and he measured from gate to gate 100 cubits. And he brought me toward the south, and behold, there was a gate toward the south, and he measured its posts and its projections according to these measures. And there were windows to it and to its projections round about, like those windows. The length was 50 cubits, and the breadth 25 cubits. And there were 7 steps to go up to it, and its projections were before them. And it had palm trees, 1 on this side and 1 on that side, upon its posts. And there was a gate to the inner court toward the south, and he measured from gate to gate toward the south 100 cubits. And he brought me to the inner court by the south gate, and he measured the south gate according to these measures, and its chambers and its posts and its projections according to these measures. And there were windows to it and to its projections round about. The length was 50 cubits and the breadth 25 cubits. And there were projections round about, 25 cubits long and 5 cubits broad. And its projections were toward the outer court, and there were palm trees upon its posts, and its ascent was by 8 steps. And he brought me into the inner court toward the east, and he measured the gate according to these measures, and its chambers and its posts and its projections according to these measures. And there were windows to it and to its projections round about. The length was 50 cubits, and the breadth 25 cubits. And its projections were toward the outer court, and there were palm trees upon its posts on this side and on that side, and its ascent was by 8 steps. And he brought me to the north gate, and he measured it according to these measures, its chambers, its posts, and its projections. And there were windows to it round about. The length was 50 cubits, and the breadth 25 cubits, and its posts were toward the outer court. And there were palm trees upon its posts, on this side and on that side, and its ascent was by 8 steps. And there was a cell, and its entry by the posts of the gates. There they rinsed the burnt offering. And in the porch of the gate were 2 tables on this side and 2 tables on that side, to slay thereon the burnt offering and the sin offering and the trespass offering. And at the side without, at the ascent to the entry of the north gate, were 2 tables. And on the other side, which was at the porch of the gate, were 2 tables. 4 tables on this side and 4 tables on that side, by the side of the gate, 8 tables, whereon they slew the sacrifice. And at the ascent, 4 tables of hewn stone, 1.5 cubits long, and 1.5 cubits broad, and 1 cubit high, whereon also they laid the instruments with which they slew the burnt offering and the sacrifice. And the double hooks of a handbreadth were fastened round about within, and upon the tables they put the flesh of the offering. And outside the inner gate were 2 cells in the inner court, one at the side of the north gate, and its front towards the south, the other was at the side of the south gate, the front towards the north. And he said unto me, This cell whose front is towards the south is for the priests, the keepers of the charge of the house, and the cell whose front is toward the north is for the priests, the keepers of the charge of the altar. These are the sons of Zadok, those who, from among the sons of Levi, approach unto Jehovah to minister unto him. And he measured the court, the length 100 cubits, and the breadth 100 cubits, 4 square, and the altar was before the house. And he brought me to the porch of the house, and he measured the post of the porch, 5 cubits on this side and 5 cubits on that side, and the breadth of the gate, 3 cubits on this side and 3 cubits on that side. The length of the porch was 20 cubits, and the breadth 11 cubits, even by the steps whereby they went up to it. And there were pillars by the posts, 1 on this side and 1 on that side.